It's your inside pass to everything Saints football.
See you later, bye. Touchdown, Rashid Shaheed.
We'll take you to places most fans never go. To practice, to the sideline, to the locker room. Following every twist, turn, and touchdown of the Saints season.
That is going to be a touchdown, Taysom Hill. Taysom TD.
Welcome to Inside Black and Gold.
To the end zone, and that is a touchdown for Chris Olave.
Now, here are your hosts, Steve Geller and Jeff Nowak.
Oh, baby!
Hey, y'all. Who dat? What is up? I am Jeff Nowak, and this is a quick Sports Talk Field edition of Inside Black and Gold. It was a weird day. The Saints moved back practice about 3 hours, so that threw a wrench into my typical podcast planning schedule. And then DA went ahead and said this.
Sure, you guys are all going to be wondering who's going to be the quarterback. Spencer Rattler will be the quarterback for this game. We talked a lot as a staff about what we felt like was the best thing for us and give us the best chance to win the game. That was the decision that we made, and we're excited about him getting an opportunity to go in there, and we'll let him go play and see what he can do.
Oh, yeah. Actually, sorry, wrong rookie. Spencer Rattler. The new Saints starting quarterback, or at least for the time being. We will see how long Derek Carr is out. He suffered an oblique injury. Reports are probably misses two games, particularly with this short week. I don't know if maybe they played on Sunday in week 7, if that would be a different story. But Spencer Rattler will be starting at quarterback in week 6 against the Bucs. Dennis Allen said, hey, we talked. We felt like Spencer Rattler gave us the best chance to win this week, and that was always going to be the decision. It wasn't about who's the better prospect, whatever. It's who gives us the best chance to win this week. And the Saints have decided that is Spencer Rattler. Now, I was already scheduled to do a hit on Sports Talk with Steve Geller, so instead of recording all of this again, I'm just going to give you that. Steve and I chatted about Spencer Rattler, the decision, what Dennis Allen had to say. We'll also break down a little on the injury report, what our thoughts are on some of the guys who are out, some of the guys who are working their way back. We'll dive in. We'll obviously have a ton more on Spencer Rattler later in the week, but without further ado, Sports Talk.
Now checking in on our Saints sideline reporter, Jeff Nowak, and pretty ho-hum, no exciting day for you, I'm sure, Jeff. What's going on?
Yeah, is there anything specific you want to talk about? I can't. Nothing comes to mind.
Yeah, I just figured we'd get into a little rehashing of what happened Monday night and speculating what could happen at quarterback. But no, that obviously I think that was a big news, and I don't think many expected Dennis Allen to come out and address the media today, drop that bomb on us, one, letting us know who it was, and then actually finding out it is going to be the rookie Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, it's interesting. We haven't seen Dennis Allen have to – I guess that's not true. We have seen Dennis Allen have to make these type of announcements. In the past, it hasn't been really a question of who the backup was that was going in. It was, hey, who's the starter? And you saw this with Jameis when he got hurt, and you ended up going with Andy Dalton the rest of that season. I don't think that's going to be the case with Derek Carr, but yes, Spencer Rattler is going to be the starting quarterback for the Saints. I'm sure you've been talking about that all show. And yeah, the decision to announce it today kind of forcefully, like he wasn't even asked. He just came out with it. I think that's interesting. It one tells me that, A, they didn't think they were going to be able to keep it a secret anyway. And so you kind of just want to kind of say that with your chest, right? We chose Spencer Rattler. We've made this decision. And, I think that should kind of instill some confidence in the player, right? You're not worried about, hey, they're going to get the scout and they're going to do whatever. But, yeah, he's the guy. And we'll see how it goes. I think they've handled this correctly in general. I know there was a little annoyance at, Jake Haner's the backup, whatever. To me, I always kind of read that as, I don't want to put my high upside rookie in a scenario that I can't control, or at least that I can't be prepared for. And that's what you have when you are a backup quarterback, right? Jake Haner got in against the Chiefs for that final drive. Did he look like he had much of a chance? Did he look like a guy who could go out there and succeed? No, he was in a bad situation, and it was never going to go well. Now, instead of putting Spencer in that situation, you've created a scenario where he can get all the reps in practice. You can create a game plan around his strengths, what he does well, and you can send him out there with a fighting chance. Now, I don't know how it's going to go. You're sending him out there behind a patchwork offensive line. rookies will typically struggle in these situations. Thankfully, it's a home game, so you at least have kind of a comfortable environment in terms of you're not going to have people screaming their heads off as you're trying to communicate in the huddle. But, you know, that Todd Bowles defense is going to be coming after him all day. It could go really badly. We don't know. But I can't tell you people are going to be excited about it.
No, and you talk about, you know, some of the issues with this team going into this game. Obviously, the three-game losing skid stands out, but so does the injury report today. We're finding out a little more on some guys. Obviously, though, this was a walkthrough today, so it's an estimation of availability at today's practice. Taysom Hill, though, still not practicing. Cesar Ruiz, Alvin Kamara not practicing. And now instead of the hip/rib issue, it's a hip/hand injury. Just wondering if there's any more on that, on when that occurred and what Alvin's dealing with now there.
No, obviously we didn't see him. He wasn't out there. Well, we did see him. He was at the facility, but
okay.
He was not at practice. I don't know for sure. It's football. You ding up your hand, but I don't think it's going to be anything significant. You saw a lot of people that had 9 DNPs today. No, so basically no one who was hurt that we didn't see last week came back this week, other than Willie Gay. He was limited. He had that hand kind of wrapped up. We'll see if maybe he can play with that, how long it takes. He has to stay out after whatever procedure he had. That would be a big addition if you can get him back out there. I thought the linebackers in particular got taken advantage of in that matchup against the Chiefs, and having him back would obviously be a bonus. But yeah, the injury picture, it continues to be, you know, CBS receipt long. The nice thing, or I don't want to say the nice thing, but it's at least nice to be in a situation where the opponent's injury report is rivaling the Saints in length, because the Bucs have a ton of injuries they're dealing with as well. They're actually in New Orleans right now already because they evacuated ahead of the hurricane. But no, it's definitely going to be an issue. And yeah, someone like Lucas Patrick, who was already dealing with a groin issue going into that last week's game, he had a collarbone issue. That's what they called it. He left the field, came back and played, but he was a DMP with a chest injury. That's going to be one to watch, because you're already looking at a patchwork offensive line. I think Connor McGovern would end up being your starting center. I'd actually be surprised if he wasn't going into next week, and that would allow Lucas Patrick to play left guard, where I think he can play both positions fine, but I've said this for a while. I think he's a better left guard than center, so I'd rather keep him there if I can. And Rashid Shaheed also ended up on the injury report with a hip issue. He's been dealing with a few different things. We've seen him listed for a few different issues. I don't anticipate him missing time. But yeah, Taysom Hill, Cesar Ruiz, those are concerning, you know, and you're starting to look at guys and saying, man, you've been out 2 to 3 weeks. Why aren't they on injured reserve? You know, why that would have freed up a roster spot? We'll have to see. But the offensive line without Cesar has not been a strength. And you're looking at Landon Young in that spot. The other guy, Pete Warner, obviously got hurt on Friday during a walkthrough. He had a hamstring injury, and he also was not back today. So we'll have to watch that one as well.
Looking at the injury report, too, a positive from it at least. A full go in running back Kendra Miller. We were hoping we'd see some action from him on Monday night against the Kansas City Chiefs. I think the Saints ended up doing the right thing. Obviously, he wasn't ready to get back in the flow yet. But now with a full week, I'm imagining, for him of practice, hoping to see at least the Saints draft pick from a year ago get on the field finally to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and definitely provide some kind of help for Alvin Kamara in that backfield.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. He was a full participant in Friday's practice, so this isn't his first full practice, and realistically this wasn't a practice at all, but it is good to see him listed as full. I think generally speaking, you know, he might be working his way back into shape, but as far as the hamstring is concerned, I don't think that's what's limiting him at all. It's really going to be a question of how has he picked up the offense. Is he trusted in the offense?
Yeah,
and I think, you know, that's what we're going to find out. If he's active, then that means, yes, they trust him in the offense. If he's not active, then that's your answer. So this is going to be a big week for him. Obviously, it's a short week, so you don't have as much time as you'd like. But, yeah, that offense in general has been lacking just explosion, especially in the run game. I mean, Alvin has been good, but you've been having to lean on him too much. And when this team can't run the ball, which is what we saw in week 3 against the Eagles, so we saw in week 5 against the Chiefs, everything gets more difficult. And I don't know, maybe that's a little easier with a quarterback with a little bit more mobility at Spencer Rattler. Maybe you can run a little bit more action, some RPO type stuff, some zone read type stuff that, you know, you wouldn't necessarily run with Derek Carr, because he's not really a threat to actually take off and run. I think Spencer would be. So maybe you work that more into the game. But yeah, it would be nice to see Kendra get out there. I think he's healthy now. And he's just got to show it to the coaches.
Talking with some of the guys in the locker room today, Jeff, what was, I guess, the general vibe of, you know, a guy, the rookie Spencer Rattler, taking over for Derek Carr now?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. It was not a very busy day in the locker room. I think the meetings, the team meetings kind of overlapped with the open locker room session. So, you know, we talked to Connor McGovern a little bit, you know, and he's a really interesting character. He said he was pretty close to retiring before he got the call from the Saints. And if he had retired, he would have gone and worked on his family's potato farm up. I think it was either Idaho or North Dakota. I think North Dakota would be the answer. But I think he's going to be the guy snapping the ball to Spencer Rattler. And what I will say for Connor is he has dealt with rookie quarterbacks before. He was with the Jets when Zach Wilson was starting as a rookie. So that's helpful. To me, that's something that you can kind of lean on a little bit, is just that understanding. You have to operate a little bit differently. I imagine you'll put a little bit more of the protection responsibilities onto the offensive line that may have fallen onto Derek Carr after Eric McCoy went out. It's going to be interesting to see how they handle that and try to maybe take some of that responsibility off of the quarterback so he can focus there. But no, I mean, I think generally I think there's going to be an exciting vibe this week. You don't want to put too much on it. That's what DA said. You know, you don't want to overhype it, make it up into something that's kind of a mountain when in reality it's just an NFL game. It's the same size field. You know, that Hoosiers moment where you kind of measure the distance from the floor to the hoop and whatnot. It's like same field you played on, right? Like, this is the same game you played. It's just going to go a lot faster and the guys are a lot bigger. So you can't let the moment kind of psych you out. And I think, you know, you look back to the last time the Saints started a rookie in Ian Book, and obviously he really didn't have much of a fighting chance in that game with all the guys out, but it seemed very much like a guy who was overwhelmed by that moment. His first pass was a pick six. Like, that's the type of thing that, you know, you worry about when you start a rookie. You throw him into the fire and it doesn't go well. Does he lose all of his confidence? And I think you just have to kind of set the expectation, understand what you have to do, go out and execute it. And if you feel like you've done that well and then it doesn't go your way, you can live with it. If you go out there and you don't succeed because you've turned it into this monumental moment that you can't live up to, then that's where I think a rookie quarterback can really start to get diminished and second guess himself and start thinking out there. And then you get into a whole load of trouble. So, you know, I think it's going to be interesting to see how the Saints play it this week. But I also think that's why, like we talked about, Dennis Allen came out early in the week. You know, I go back to kind of when Drew Brees went out, I want to say it was 2019. It was the year that Teddy Bridgewater took over. Sean slow played that way late into the week. That's why I thought maybe that's how the Saints would handle this year. But I just think coming out early in the week, not having it be a question mark, not having everyone debating who's the better quarterback and who would make the better decisions. Like, we know now, we can just talk about Spencer Rattler and what he has to do. And I think that's good for a young quarterback. I think that's just, you know, you've made a decision, you feel like this is the right call, and you're going with it. And I can't fault it.
Jeff, one of the things, too, that Dennis Allen talked about with injuries today at the press conference was the fact that Will Harris dealing with a hamstring issue, and that is a candidate for injured reserve. So, obviously, leaving some question marks at the safety spot for the Saints.
Yeah, and I mean, DA is typically not going to give you that information. So, him saying Will Harris is a candidate for injured reserve, I kind of take that as Will Harris is going to go on injured reserve. Right. And yeah, that's a blow to the safety room. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if later this week we get a notice saying, hey, Will Harris is sent to injured reserve and the Saints have signed Jonathan Abram from the practice squad. That would be my guess. He actually got into the game over Jordan Howden. He was a practice squad elevation, but he was the first guy off the bench when Will Harris went out. So that kind of tells you where they are in that room. I think maybe Jordan Howden might have fallen out of favor a little bit in terms of what his responsibilities are. So we'll see if that's the case going forward next week. But definitely a bummer. I thought Will was playing pretty well. Yeah, he was a guy who always seemed to make a play when you needed him to. And it's a bummer for him. It was definitely not a good-looking injury when he left the field. He had a towel over his head. He clearly felt like that was a significant injury for him. But, yeah, and then the other guy, you know, we asked DA about, okay, is Derek Carr a candidate for injured reserve? He said no. We asked him for updates on Cesar Ruiz. He said he's getting closer. We asked him for an update on Taysom Hill. He said, I don't have an update on Taysom Hill. So take that information for what it is. It's a good thing to hear about Ruiz, but, you know, you're going on the third week. You don't have him. And I know he was injured in that Eagles game. So something has been dealing with for a while.
Yeah, Dennis Allen is pretty honest and forthcoming with stuff. So when he doesn't want to tell me about Taysom Hill, though, I'm kind of worried about that then.
Yeah, and he was asked, I think it was last week, whether Taysom might be a candidate for IR, and he said, I don't know. So it's tough, and when you guys right. we have guys missing multiple weeks. The issue, I think, for Taysom in general is the way he plays. And, you know, you can send Alvin out there knowing that Alvin's going to do a good job of protecting himself. Right. And you feel like you trust him to do that. I don't know if you can trust Taysom to do that. Taysom only knows how to play one way. And that's what makes him such a valuable piece to this offense. But it's also like what gets him hurt. And so, you know, you kind of get sometimes you have to protect the player from himself. I think that's what they're doing with Derek Carr this week. I think that's part of the reason you're coming out and saying, hey, Spencer's our quarterback on Wednesday, is so you don't spend all week with Derek, you know, feeling like, hey, I'm gonna fight my way back, because that's what he would want to do. He would want to go out there and test it out every day and see if maybe he could buck the odds. You know, last year with the AC joint sprain, he played in week four. Should he have? Probably not. But he played through it. I wouldn't say he played particularly well. So I think that's part of it. I think you're trying to avoid a situation where you're going to have Derek trying to push himself back, maybe injure himself worse. You don't want to get into that situation. But DA did say definitively when he was asked, you know, is there a quarterback controversy? He said, no, Derek Carr is our quarterback. We'll see if Spencer goes out and plays well, wins a couple of games. We'll see if that answer changes a little bit. But right now, it's very much a, okay, we're going to see what happens, and hopefully we can end this skid before it becomes a real problem.
Just makes things that much more interesting. I guess for the Inside Black and Gold podcast, Jeff, we're going to have to get some kind of rattlesnake sounder for sure.
Yeah, we're going to have to update the soundboard. I need to stop making that noise myself. I got to find like a real rattlesnake now that it's official. But I'll tell you that's the Superdome is going to be fun. I think that environment's going to be fun. A lot of the fan base is very excited about Spencer Rattler. Now, yeah. Is that a little misplaced? Maybe. It's a fifth round pick and you're throwing him into a very difficult situation. But I can tell you that building is going to be hot.
Awesome stuff, Jeff. Be talking to you soon on the Inside Black and Gold podcast. You can check out more of our stuff there. Thanks again, man.
Sounds good. Y'all have a good one.
And that's going to do it for this Sports Talk Fueled episode of Inside Black and Gold. Again, short week. I apologize. Would have loved to give you a more fleshed out episode, but it's already Wednesday and we got to start looking ahead to the Bucks. We will have a full episode coming at you on Friday, a preview for that matchup. We're going to have a Bucks insider coming in to tell us what to expect from Baker Mayfield and company. And obviously we'll talk a lot more about Spencer Rattler expectations. We're supposed to talk to Spencer Rattler at some point this week, so hopefully we can get that interview and give you insight from the kid that's going to save the Saints season. Maybe we'll find out. Either way, who that goes Saints. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do that. I've gotten a lot of great feedback lately. A lot of people are interested. I know this season has kind of sucked, but we're keeping them here at Inside Black and Gold headquarters, which is really just the spare bedroom of my house. Anyway, who dat? Go Saints. Be easy, y'all. Peace.